How could the amazing lives of George Washington, Andrew Jackson, the John D. Rockefellers, Margaret Fuller, Amy Lowell, my own immigrant McManuses, Gattos, Zimmers, Hoffmans, and D'Agostinos have added up to this lifeless utopia? Like a black hole it grew, although no human being flourishes under such a regime, or rests easily inside the logic of hundreds of systems intermeshing into one master system, all demanding obedience from their human parts. Here is a materialistic inverse of Ezekiel's spiritual vision of wheels within wheels. In a New York Times description of the first Edison Project School in Sherman, Texas, a system of proprietary schools supplying a home computer for every child, email, longer days and years, and the most high-tech school in America, as Benno Schmidt, former president of Yale, put it, the local superintendent gloated over what he must have regarded as the final solution to the student control issue. Can you imagine what this means if you're homesick? The teacher can just put stuff in the student's email. There's no place to hide anymore.